Hare Krishna, today we are reading from Prabhupada Nectar. This book is compiled by His Holiness Satswarupa Dasa Goswami on challenges and outside influences on ISKCON. Regarding the two men who have come to us from Gaudiya Math, for the time being we should try not to give shelter to such persons unless they are tested. From a letter of December 4, 1976. Why Nithai should be attending lectures outside our temple? If he is not satisfied with the standard of lectures in our temple, then he should be permitted to give some lectures himself. But this habit of going outside to hear others should be stopped immediately. I am writing one letter to Nithai. A copy of this is enclosed for your reference. From a letter of July 14, 1976. I have received reports that you have been developing the habit of going outside the temple to hear lectures by others outside like Narasimha Vallabha. Also, I have heard now that some of the Indian devotees are doing likewise. Strictly, nobody should go outside to hear lectures by others. If you are not satisfied by the caliber of the classes of the Krishna Balaram Mandir, then you should give another class. But you cannot go outside for hearing others' lectures. Kindly stop this habit immediately. Letter of July 14, 1976. Do not let your mind be disturbed by so many things. Our movement is for chanting Hare Krishna. One can be happy under any condition. Sama dukkha sukham dhiram. Krishna consciousness does not depend on any external arrangement. You should not go outside the shelter of this ISKCON. Just try to be happy by chanting Hare Krishna and follow the regulative principles. From a letter of February 15, 1976. I am actually authority accepted by authority. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartana. So now the Hare Krishna movement is world known and learned scholars, etc. give plaudits to me as Professor Judah has. So why am I not authority? Nobody says Bond Swami has done it or Vivekananda or any other Swami. There are so many yogis and swamis coming, but nobody is giving credit to them, and they are giving credit to me. So why am I not authority? If Krishna accepts me as authority, then who can deny it? On the whole, if his motive is to suppress me, and that is why he has come here, how can we receive him? He has already given one professor a wrong impression. He may be treated as a guest. If he comes to our center, give him prasadam, honor him as an elder Vaishnava, but he cannot speak or lecture. If he wants to lecture, you can tell him that there is already another speaker scheduled. That's all. From a letter of June 4th, 1975. Thank you. Hare Krishna.